are here at CU Direct's Drive 17 in Las Vegas with Mr. Neil Goldman. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Hey, you are presenting here this year, and the title of your presentation, I might add, is quite catchy, Inside the Mind of a Dealer, and don't we all want to go there?
We do indeed. And we're actually adding something on top of that. We're calling it Dealer's Choice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because it's the dealer's choice as to which lender they use, and we did research on trying to understand what the dealers are looking for so that lenders can be their first choice.
Gotcha. So, I mean, what are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit union that they can then spread on to their members? Because members, I mean, a lot of times we get a little anxious going to the dealership and looking for a car. We get excited because it's a new car, but then we got to talk to somebody. So what are a couple of takeaways that credit unions can provide to their members?
You know, the information is really more for the credit unions themselves.
Perfect.
As to what their lending shops, their lending departments can do to earn more business.
Okay.
In fact, one thing that we've noticed, and there's a lot of research out there talking about how women are influential in the buying decision. Mm-hmm. In fact, the statistics show somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 85% mm-hmm. of decisions are influenced by women. And dealers are doing a really poor job of matching that with their finance F&I guys. Because when I say F&I guys, they are guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's upwards of 80, 90% of the F&I guys are men.
Mm-hmm.
And yet women who are making this decision would feel much more comfortable with women. So it's really advisory to the dealerships, get more women in that role.
Okay. Makes sense.
But in terms of the lending shop, one thing we're going to be, we did this research with 30 dealerships in 36 states around the country. And what we learned was something we call the five SPs, is what we're suggesting all credit unions take a look at as to how do we build better relationships. This is not from a profitability perspective from the credit union. This is not from a building more product line for the credit union. What it's all about is inside the dealer's mind,
mm-hmm.
how to become the dealer's choice for being the lender of choice.
Gotcha.
Five SPs. Number one, spiff. F&I guys who are making this choice and the dealerships themselves are about money. This is about give them an opportunity to make money. Number two is speed.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about that earlier in our conference today. The
importance,
power of speed, got to be fast. Three is space. Give them the space to do the deal.
Okay.
That gets in with number four, spectrum, full spectrum. They want you what they call buy deep, buy lower credit scores.
Okay.
I know this is really uncomfortable for credit unions, but maybe there's something they can do to give themselves a little more comfort with that risk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're cherry picking, the dealers are telling us, you're not giving me the opportunity to work with you all the time. I want consistency.
Okay.
And then the fifth one is what I'm calling spouse. There are five SPs. Why spouse? Because your spouse
it's important.
It's important, right? The spouse is the go-to person. That's the person that you most trust. That's your relationship, the one who's most committed to your success in the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want. They want a relationship with someone who's committed to their success, who understands them, understands their business, and helps them make the other four SPs happen.
Why are these SPs so important? Why is it so important today?
Well, if the dealers aren't making money
and
they have other options where they can, they're not going to use you. If you don't give them the advance and the room to make money on the back end, they're not going to use you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have the relationship where you're there, you're consistent, you're trusting, they know they can count on you, they're not going to use you. All of these things, credit unions want to make loans.
Sure.
This indirect channel is a remarkable opportunity that CU Direct makes happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is leverage that opportunity.
Okay, so this is all enhancing that relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
So what are the goals here? Obviously, enhancing that relationship for more loans and more business for the dealer, all that type of stuff. What are some other goals here that are the result of all of this?
Well, at the end of the day, certainly credit unions not only want to make more loans, we want to build more relationships.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, there's a challenge that's an interesting one, challenge in the relationship, and that's the back end. Dealers want to make money on the back end. One of the ways they do that is after the sale products like gap insurance.
Oh, the warranty.
The warranty, et cetera. Credit unions want the same thing.
Sure.
If we can figure out to build a relationship that we can create a win-win scenario, that's one to, it's an opportunity.
Very cool. Very cool. Gosh, anything else to add? I mean, it's such a deep topic. I love the cat because it really catches your thoughts.
Right.
Like, wow, inside the dealer's mind. Okay, well, I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
My hope is we're taping this before we're actually doing the session where we're going to have a live dealer panel on stage.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to be recorded. And I'd encourage everybody take a look at that and watch what the dealers tell us because we're going to have not only inside the dealer's mind from research, but actually dealers talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look.
Yeah, because I like your perspective. It's a relationship. It's a deep relationship. Like kind of like having a mortgage loan at your credit credit union. That's a 30-year relationship. Having a car, an auto loan, that's a 5 or 6 year relationship that you have to cross-sell other stuff. So very important.
You bet. And building that relationship is core to building membership, profitability into the future, and our long-term success.
Return business as well. Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well done, man. No, well done. Keep up the good work.